When I was young, I'd listen to the radio, waiting for my favorite song.
Welcome, listeners. I am Neil Hendrickser, and this is Yesterday's Tomorrow's Today, where I invite you to sit back and relax as I walk down memory lane to look briefly at some of the headline-grabbing news and listen to some of the popular chart-topping sounds from the not-too-distant past in Yesterday's Tomorrow's Today. Today, we look back at the year 1993.
Yesterday once more.
1993 sees Israel and the PLO sign a peace treaty. The World Trade Center in New York is bombed, while Europe is officially united. In Africa, there's genocide in Rwanda. In South Africa, Chris Hani is assassinated, while Mandela and de Klerk become joint Nobel Peace Prize recipients. And the internet really takes off in a big, big way. Gloria Estefan, after releasing a remix of her late 70s hit Turn the Beat Around, again scored the same song in International headline. A fragile peace agreement was reached on September the 13th in Washington between Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin and PLO leader Yasser Arafat after secret negotiations in Norway brokered by the USA's Bill Clinton. Meant as the first stage toward Palestinian self-rule, the Israeli government for the first time had recognized the legitimacy of the Palestine Liberation Organization, who in turn had recognized the rightful existence of the State of Israel, leading to limited self-rule being granted to the occupied territories, the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Europe became united on November the 1st when the Maastricht Treaty agreed to in late 1991 came into effect, bringing about the European Union or EU consisting of 12 Western European countries, with Britain's Parliament the last to ratify the agreement. Earlier in the year, in October, after Russian President Yeltsin had ordered the dissolution of Parliament, opponents to the move had attempted a palace rebellion, but with the army remaining loyal to Yeltsin, the brief threat of civil war was crushed, with the rebel leaders being imprisoned. In the Bosnian civil war, the Dayton Accords were signed between the three leaders of the warring Serbian, Croat and Muslim groups on the 2nd of January, though it would take another 4 long years of horror before any stabilizing of the situation would be reached. Turning to Britain, the IRA delivered a double terror blow in 1993 when 2 children were killed by 2 explosions a minute apart on the 20th of March in Warrington by bombs planted in steel litter bins, with many more people being injured by the explosions, while on the 24th of April, another IRA bomb hit London's financial district. Over in the USA, New York's World Trade Center was rocked too by a terrorist bomb, which had been planted in the parking garage on the 26th of February, while the Midwest of America was hit by severe floods on the 2nd of August. On the 19th of April, the siege of Waco, Texas, ended in terrible slaughter with only a handful of the 120 members of the Branch Davidian religious cult surviving a raid by federal agents, with the dead including 17 children. The sect was controlled by David Koresh, who saw himself as a messiah. The Davidians' ranch had been raided by the government agents to arrest Koresh on alleged weapons violations, but went horribly wrong, and after an almost 3-month-long siege of the ranch, officers opened fire and shot poisonous gases into the cult's compound, the buildings exploding into flames, causing the death of Koresh and most of his followers. Down under, the Native Title Act was passed on December the 22nd, recognizing Aboriginal land rights. The act had been strongly opposed by land-holding companies and mining groups, with estimates indicating as much as 10% of Australia might be affected by the new legislation. Up next is the Africa survey for the year, but first, here's Meatloaf, who had a big hit in the year with this song, I Would Do Anything for Love.
I would do anything for love. I'll never lie to you, and that's a fact. But I'll never forget. I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. No, I won't do that. And some days it don't come easy, and some days it don't come hard. Some days it don't come at all, and these are the days that never end. And some nights you're breathing fire, and some nights you're caught in ice. Some nights you're like nothing I've ever seen before, or will again. And maybe I'm crazy, oh it's crazy and it's true. I know you can save me, no one else can save me. But you, as long as the planets are turning, as long as the stars are burning, as long as your dreams are burning too, you better believe it, that I would do anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love. Oh, Some days I pray for soul. Some days I just pray to the god of sex and drums and rock and roll. And maybe I'm lonely, that's all I'm qualified to be. That's just one and only, one and only promise I can keep. As long as the wheels are turning, as long as the fires are burning, as long as your prayers are coming too, you better believe it, that I would do anything for love. And you know it's true, and that's a fact. I would do anything for love, and there'll never be no turning back. But I'll never do it better than I do it with you. So long, so long.
Africa Survivor. Eventually, on the 5th of October, after Belgium had withdrawn the United Nations peacekeeping force, after the situation in Rwanda had escalated into genocide between the Hutus and Tutsi, resulting in more than 1 million Rwandans being slaughtered, the UN Assistance Mission for Rwanda was established, with the approval of a 5,500-strong United Nations force. Here in South Africa, Chris Hani was assassinated in a hail of bullets outside his Johannesburg home on the 10th of April. Polish-born Janice Wallace and right-wing political figure Clive Darby Lewis were soon arrested in connection with the slaying, which had put the crucial constitutional talks in jeopardy and threatened widespread unrest. Hani, who had joined the ANC in 1957, had undergone military training in the Soviet Union and taken part in the savagely fought Rhodesian Bush War, becoming chief of staff of Umkhonto Wesizwe in 1987, and 5 years later, upon his return from exile in Lesotho to South Africa, was elected Secretary General of the South African Communist Party. In his last speech before his death, he had urged the more militant elements in the organization to work for peace rather than to fight for it. Disaster was averted when both Nelson Mandela and F.W. de Klerk made emergency television appearances, urging calm and advising South Africans that talks for a new constitution of consensus would continue. And in June, an interim constitution for the country was finally agreed upon, agreeing to bring the so-called homelands back as part of South Africa, as well as a date for national elections. The polls, which were scheduled for the coming April, would be contested on a one-person, one-vote proportional representation basis to choose a central government and 9 regional or provincial governments. 1993, after a request from Nelson Mandela in September, also saw the removal of all remaining international sanctions against South Africa. 2 months later, Mandela and de Klerk shared the Nobel Peace Prize, and in December, Parliament was effectively replaced by a multi-party transitional executive council. Sadly, 1993 saw the passing of ANC Liberation Leader Oliver Tambo, and in Gabon, most of the Zambian national soccer squad died tragically in a plane crash. The arts and entertainment section is up next, but first, here's another of the year's hits, All That She Wants by Ace of Base.
Morning.
Arts and entertainment. International box office movie hit of the year was Steven Spielberg's Jurassic Park, setting new standards in computer simulation, while his moving tribute to wartime German businessman Oskar Schindler was in a totally different class, starring Liam Neeson and Ben Kingsley in the classic Schindler's List. Other top films of the year were Mrs. Doubtfire with Robin Williams, The Fugitive with Harrison Ford on the run, Tearjerker Sleepless in Seattle with Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks, and the first Hollywood feature film about AIDS, again starring Hanks, Philadelphia. Here's the theme song from the movie, The Streets of Philadelphia, performed by Bruce Springsteen. South Africa, Leon Schuster's films were all the rage, first with There's a Zulu on My Stoop, and then the hilarious Panic Mechanic, which broke all local box office records. In fashion, the grunge look had come to the fore, featuring torn t-shirts, baggy knee-length shorts, heavy boots, basically deliberately trying to look unkempt and disheveled. Thanks mainly to the grunge explosion in Seattle, featuring Kurt Cobain's Nirvana, Pearl Jam and others, producing a loud but tired sort of punk sound, in part a reaction against the restrictions of high fashion, and partly as a snub to smart yuppiedom. The couture industry had hit back by elevating its models to superstar status, the models now being paid almost as well as the top pop stars of the day, with fashion icons like Cindy Crawford, Kate Moss, Naomi Campbell, Christy Turlington, and Linda Evangelista becoming household names. Internationally popular actress Audrey Hepburn passed away in 1993. Born near Brussels in Belgium in 1929, she had won an Oscar for her first major movie, Roman Holiday, her most famous role being as Holly Golightly in Breakfast at Tiffany's. For many years, she had been a Goodwill ambassador for UNICEF. Other deaths in the entertainment world were dancer Rudolf Nureyev, actor River Phoenix from a drug overdose, and author of The Saint, Leslie Charteris. The first internet browser, Mosaic, was devised in 1993, a year which saw the internet take off with more and more people finding themselves on the net. A computer network with the potential to reach anyone in the world, made up of thousands of networks used by millions of people. Also in the IT world, the first voice-operated TV radio remote control was launched, while cellular phones were no longer status symbols, but had become everyday standard accessories.
Wild men sing, only fools rushing, and I am here falling in.
UB40's successful release of the old Elvis Presley classic Can't Help Falling in Love brought the British group further chart success in 1993. Sport. Member of the 1992 Barcelona Olympics gold medal winning American Dream Team, basketball star Michael Jordan abruptly retired on the 6th of October, saying he had nothing left to prove and intending to start a career in baseball. Known as Air Jordan, because of his ability to leap to unbelievable heights, he rejoined the Chicago Bulls in 1995, retired again in 1999, returning again for two more sessions in 2001 with the Washington Wizards. While with the Bulls, from 1984 to 1998, he had scored 32,292 points in 1,072 games. Prominent deaths in the sporting world occurred in 1993. The first black player to win a Wimbledon title, Arthur Ashe, died from AIDS, while captain of England's 1966 World Cup winning football team, Bobby Moore, and Formula One racing driver James Hunt also both passed away. ...1993 saw South African President F.W. de Klerk reveal that South Africa had had six atomic bombs which had been destroyed 2 years earlier. And on the 13th of October, United States scientists reported the successful cloning of human embryos.
When I was young, I'd listen to the radio.
Thank you, listeners, for joining me for the last few minutes as we recall just some of the headline news and some of the popular chart-topping songs from 1993. Join me, Neil Hendrikser, again next week as we travel a bit further down memory lane to the year 1994, in yesterday's tomorrow's today.
How I wondered where they'd gone, but they're back again, just like a long lost friend. All the songs I love so well, every sha la la. It's yesterday once more. Looking back on how it was in years gone by.
Yesterday's Tomorrow's Today was produced by Neil Hendrikser and recorded at JRS Productions in Cape Town, South Africa.
This is PCJ Radio.